Brisos Perik Vav Mishnah Vav 6:6. We return to our main topic of this part of the Masechta, which is the Asham Talui. Now, the Asham Talui, what is it? The actual animal is a ram, an isle, and an isle, a ram, means it's a male sheep in its second year, at least 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, meaning 13 months and a day old. That's the definition of an isle, of a ram in the Torah. And that's what Masih brought, this male sheep in its second year from 13 months and a day, for any of the ashamos that come to atone for sin, meaning the asham talui, as well as the asham me'ilos, asham gazelos, and asham shifcha harufa. Okay? In addition, those four ashamos must be worth 2 slime. The psukim refer to shkalim, but the shekel of the chumash is like the sel of the Mishnah. We'll talk in Mishnah terms, so it's got to be worth 2 slime of value. Okay. Those obligations aren't the same when it comes to the 2 other ashamos that brought an offer sin for the Nazir and the Metzora. Okay, not for now. So, our Mishnah's got a case where a person hamafish de slime la asham. He sets aside 2 slime coins now to purchase that ram for later. So we're going to have 3 separate cases, A, B, and C, of what happens next. So the first case is v'lakach behen shnei elim la'asham. He goes and buys 2 separate rams for the sake of ashamos. Now that's a little weird. He only needed 1. Why did he buy 2? I don't know. Maybe he wanted insurance in case the first one gets hit by a bus. The point is now he has 2 animals that are consecrated with the sanctity of asham. So, and there's a basic obligation that the asham that he's bringing, the sickle asham tali, must be worth 2 slime, and yet he paid 1 seller for each, let's say. So, if that's what happened, so then he basically just made a bad decision, and he'll have to start again. He'll have to buy a new ram for 2 slime and bring that as his asham tali. And as far as these 2 rams that are vested with sanctity of asham, well, he can never bring them because they're not worth enough, and therefore, essentially have to let them graze until they get a blemish, and at that point, he'll be able to redeem the kedusha, and then the halacha is that what's called mosar asham, leftover money set aside for ashamas that can't be brought as a korban, is yiplu l'nadava. It's brought to the Beis Hamikdash, put in those community chests, those shofaros that are there to purchase kates mizbeach, those communal olos, burnt offerings that are brought whenever the mizbeach is idle. That's what would happen under normal circumstances. But this Mishnah has a sort of very convenient case that, the prices of rams spiked immediately after he bought his 2 rams or whatever. And therefore, very conveniently, even though he only spent 1 sel, let's say, on this animal, it's now worth 2 slime in the open market. And therefore, the din would be, even though he only paid 1 sel for it, since it's worth 2 slime, it is, yes, eligible to be brought as the asham he needs to bring, the asham tala, let's call it. And therefore, what will happen is, says the Mishnah, he'll bring that 1 2 sel worth ram as his asham tala. And the other ram he bought, well, again, that's like most of our ashams left over, can't be brought as an asham, so then he lets it graze. When it gets a blemish, he redeems the kedusha onto money, brings the money to the Beis Hamikdash, yiplu nadava, brought as kates mizbeach, and the deconsecrated ram now can go free and be used for someone's dinner. That's the basic point of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah say as follows: Hamashrish shtei slaim la asham. A person sets aside 2 slime to purchase his asham, let's say asham talui. V'lakach behen shnei elim la asham, but he ends up buying 2 separate rams, both invested with the sanctity of ashamos. If very conveniently 1 of the 2 are worth 2 slime, either because the price of ram spiked, or for that matter, he somehow got a great deal on a ram, and what he actually bought for 1 sel is worth 2. Either way, the point is, since it's a 2 seller ram, it's eligible, and therefore yikrav l'ashamo, he can bring that ram with 2 slime as his asham. As for the other one, v'hasheni, yira ad sheyistaev, let it graze until it gets its blemish, and at that point, v'macher, you will sell the blemished ram, deconsecrating it, transfer the kedusha from the ram onto the money, v'yipl damav lenadava, and then the money goes to the community chest to bring voluntary olos in the Beis Hamikdash, and the animal is deconsecrated. That's case A. We're going to have A, B, and C. Okay? Now, case B is, he sets aside those 2 slime, but instead of using it to buy an asham, he uses it for his own personal uses, and that is called me'ila. In other words, if just for argument's sake, he has 2 slime that he had set aside for asham, but he forgets what it was there for, and instead he goes and he buys a new fishing rod, so now, boom, that was me'ila. The consequences of me'ila are, let's call it threefold. Okay, number one, you have to now bring an asham me'ilos, a separate ram for your me'ilos. So this guy who started having 1 obligation for ram of the asham Tali, let's say, also has a second obligation for a second ram, an Asham Me'ilos. In addition, you have to replace the keren, the money that you misappropriated. So if it was worth 2 salam that he used to purchase a 2 salam fishing rod, he now has to come with 2 more salam to give to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a cash gift, compensation for using its money. In addition, he has to give a chomesh. A chomesh is an extra 25% penalty charge, if you will, for me'ila. Now, the numbers shake out that there are 4 zuz in a sela. So if it's worth 2 salam, then 2 times 4 is 8. So that means 8 zuz is the value of the requisite asham. And if he set aside 8 zuz to buy an asham, but instead he bought a fishing rod, he'll have to bring 8 zuz keren plus another 2 zuz as the chomesh, 25%. So that's how it works, right? So, okay. And that being the case, he'll bring a total, he'll have to give 10 zuz in total of cash compensation, in addition to now bringing 2 rams. One as the asham he had to bring already, the asham tali, as well as the second ram as an asham me'ilos. Okay, that's the story. Now, the case of the Mishnah is a very clever case, and it has a great chiddush. If he takes those 2 slime and he goes to the ram store and he buys 2 rams, when he buys the rams, he doesn't buy them so he can bring korbanos. He buys them because he wants to have, you know, ram for dinner. Okay, so that is me'ila. Even though he's buying rams, but it wasn't to invest them with asham kedusha, it was to invest his barbecue with ram food, ram meat, and therefore it's me'ila to even buy rams if it's not for the sake of asham. So that's what happened over here in our Mishnah. So it says our Mishnah inside. Lakach Bahen, he took those 2 salim and he purchased with the 2 salim, Shnei Elim Lechulin. He purchased 2 rams to be just chulin, for meat. Echad Yafesh De Salim. Now, if very conveniently one of the 2 rams that he purchased for 1 sela is now magically worth 2 salim because the price of rams spiked up or he got a great deal. So then, if that's the one, and the other one even more conveniently, the Echad Yafel La'asar Zuz. If the second ram is now worth 10 zuz, again, because the price of rams surged. So now very convenient that'll work out such that a Yafesh De Salim, the one that's worth 2 salim, Yikriv La'ashamo, he can bring that as the asham he had to bring all along. Remember, he had to bring an asham Tully, let's call it. Now, he had 2 options. He could set aside 2 salam and purchase one, or he could go into his backyard. If he happened to have a ram in his backyard worth 2 salam, he could bring that as the asham. And that's what happened here. He went to the market. He purchased a ram. Now, that was a me'ila because he used hektish money for it to purchase a ram for a chulin lamb. But now that he has the ram in the backyard, he can use it as his korban. So that's what he does. He takes this ram with 2 salam and use it as his, the ram with 2 salam, he uses as his asham talui. Vahasheni, the other ram, very conveniently is worth 10 zuz. 10 zuz is the keren of 8 zuz that he did me'ila with. It's appropriate to the hektish, plus the chomesh. So he could just easily cut a check to the Beis HaMikdash for 10 zuz, or give them 10 zuz in cash, or for that matter, give them a fishing pole with 10 zuz, any of the above. But he happens to have a ram worth 10 zuz. So he gives the ram worth 10 zuz as his financial compensation of keren v'chomesh. So that's what the Mishnah says. Vahasheni, the second ram worth 10 zuz, le'me'ila so. He gives it as his financial compensation for his me'ila, meaning the keren v'chomesh of his me'ila. Now the Mishnah has a period here, which is fine, but it really should have an asterisk there because there's another point, which is, yes, he now brought the ram as his asham talui, and yes, he paid back the 10 zuz of keren v'chomesh for his misappropriation of the 10 zuz, which is the 2 slime. The 10 zuz is keren plus chomesh. 2 slime is 8 zuz. That's the keren. In any case, he did that right, but the problem is he still has to bring another ram as an asham me'ilos, which the Mishnah doesn't mention. Okay? So here the Mishnah, le me'ilaso, means for his financial recompense for the me'ila he perpetrated, meaning the 8 zuz equals 2 slime of keren plus 2 more zuz chomesh for a total of 10 zuz, and he gives a ram with 10 zuz instead of cutting a check or anything else. Okay. The third case of the Mishnah is that he set aside 2 coins that were slime to purchase an asham that he needed to bring, let's say an asham tali, but then he spends echad la'asham ve'echad la'chulin. He buys 2 rams. One, he buys with the intention of bringing it as an asham. So now, if it would be worth 1 sela, so then it's useless. Again, he has to let it graze and leap in the dove, whatever it is, but the point is he has to buy a whole new ram because this ram's ineligible. It's the same as if you bought the ram and then the ram got hit by a bus. Just he has to start again. But if very conveniently this ram he purchased for one sela magically becomes worth two slime because the price of, you know, of ram spiked, so now he can bring that as his asham. That's cool. Now, the other ram that he bought with the sela that he purchased for his dinner, for chulin, that was me'ila. So he'll have to now, because of that second purchase, he'll have to bring keren, that's a new sela, plus chomesh, again, another zuz, plus another ram to be brought as his asham me'ilos. The asham is for me'ila. And if very conveniently that second ram that he purchased for chulin, which is now in his backyard, is worth two slime because the price is spiked, he could use that very ram as his asham me'ilos. No problem. That's what the Mishnah says here. It says, Echad la'asham ve'echad la'chulin, the two sela coins he set aside to purchase his asham tali with. He used one to purchase an asham and the second one to purchase a chulin ram. So if conveniently, hayashel asham yafesh de slime, if very conveniently the ram he purchased to invest with the asham status happens to be worth two slime now, so he can bring it, then yikrev la'asham, he can bring it as his asham, no problem. Okay? The fact that he spent one doesn't matter because it's worth two now. As for the second stella he misappropriated, so of course he has to now has, I'll call it three obligations. He has to replace a stella, add a chomish, and bring another ram as an asham me'ilos. Now, if that second chulin ram he purchased happens to be worth two slime now because the price spiked, so he can bring that as his asham me'ilos instead. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Hashvasheni le'me'ilaso. If the price of rams now are worth two slime for the one sela from before, so he could use that ram he purchased as chulin now as his me'ila ram. Now, asham me'ilos. Now, just take your pencil out and make a note that in this sentence, the word le'me'ilaso means the ram he brings as his korban me'ila, whereas in the previous sentence, le'me'ila so was referring to the money he uses for compensation for his keren and chomesh. Okay? That's the Mishnah did here. I can't tell you why. But now in our Mishnah here, since he brought the first ram as his original obligatory asham tali, and he used the second lamb for his now new obligation of an asham me'ilos, he's left with the obligation of returning the keren v'chomesh, the one sela plus the chomesh, and that's what the Mishnah says here. In addition, V'yavi ima, he brings with his asham me'ilos, sela, that's the keren, v'chumsha, and it's chomesh.